our lunch is Martin Raven, who will be talking about script source.
Right. Thank you. I work for SIL International. And for those of you who haven't come across SIL, we're a non-profit organisation with over 5,000 staff who serve language communities worldwide through research, translation, training and literacy work. I joined SIL 6 years ago, and most of my time has been spent working on the development of the ScriptSource website, which was opened to the public in June 2011, so it's still a relatively new website. ScriptSource is a website dedicated to providing and sharing information about scripts, characters and languages, and how they relate to each other. It's designed to be contributory, so people who are knowledgeable about particular scripts, characters and languages can contribute to ScriptSource, so that over time the body of data will grow. I'm a member of SIL's non-Roman script team, and part of our remit is to provide support both to SIL members and to people from language communities around the world who are working on computers using non-Roman or complex scripts. And often those people are working in lesser known languages. And long before I joined the team, there was talk of how hard it was for people to know what's out there. Information was very scattered and not easy to find, especially information on writing systems. For us, a writing system is a particular language written with a particular script. For mainstream languages, people know which scripts can be used to write them, but for lesser-known languages, that information can be quite hard to come by. And even if you know the script, there's a question of what inventory of characters is required for a particular language. Also, people often just wanted to put a language or a script in context. What's the history of the script? Which languages are similar to the one I'm researching? Is this unusual character I've come across used in other writing systems? So out of all that came the idea of creating a website where we could put all of our knowledge and others could add their knowledge, so over time it would become a comprehensive source of information. So we decided to create a website of script-related information and resources which would provide a collaborative environment. One thing I'll mention up front is the website's called ScriptSource and was put together by the non-Roman script team. So the original concept was very much centred around scripts. But over the past couple of years, the majority of the work we've done has been to develop language-related functionalities, so it's not as script-centric as it was to start with. Our starting point was to build a core of data based on scripts, characters, and languages from the most reliable sources available. So I'll go through this chart a bit at a time. Our canonical data source for languages was the ISO 639-3 standard. And looking at the programme, there'll be plenty of opportunity to discuss that. SIL International is a registration authority for ISO 639-3, and one of the standard reference works is Ethnologue, which we publish. So if, for instance, we take the Abadi language of Papua New Guinea, this is the entry in the ISO code table, and this shows some of the information from Ethnologue, and those form the basis for its entry on ScriptSource. Now I'm just going to have a brief Ethnologue digression, although this presentation is principally about ScriptSource, because there's been a significant development which has been incorporated in the latest version of Ethnologue. Some of you are probably familiar with the GIDS system of assessing language endangerment, GIDS standing for Graded Intergenerational Disruption Scale, another snappy acronym, which looks like this. Now, one problem with GIDS is that levels 1 to 6 are for safe languages. Only levels 7 and 8 categorise the degree of language endangerment, so there's not very much granularity. So Paul Lewis, the Ethnologue editor, and Gary Simons, our chief research officer, have expanded GIDS to create a system with 13 levels instead of 8. They wanted the new scale to tie in with the existing one, so they've added a level 0 at the top for international, and then expanded levels 6 to 8. And they've also added 9 and 10 for dormant and extinct languages. The new scale is called eGIDS for expanded GIDS. And the eGIDS numbers for every language are included in the latest edition of Ethnologue. So if we go back to Abadi, they show this. The language cloud basically has one dot for every language in Ethnologue, which is plotted with the horizontal axis being the eGIDS value and the vertical being the population of mother tongue speakers. And there's a whole load of documentation to explain more about the graph if you go to that page on the Ethnologue. The Ethnologue team are hoping that the eGIDS system and the values that they've put on their site will contribute towards evaluating the current state of the world's languages. But it is very much an ongoing process, and they recognise that many linguists will have better information than they've got. So they'd be very grateful for any feedback where people look at this and say that the eGIDS value that's been assigned to a particular language is incorrect. Okay, so back on ScriptSource. When it comes to characters, our principal source of data is the Unicode tables. Indeed, we organise them by Unicode character blocks. For any of you who aren't that familiar with Unicode, the Unicode Consortium is a non-profit organisation which was set up with the goal of replacing the various existing character encoding schemes with one single scheme called Unicode, a computing industry standard for the consistent encoding, representation and handling of text expressed in most of the world's writing systems. So basically Unicode is now the definitive guide to the characters in the world's scripts. This is our list of Unicode character blocks. And if we dive into Arabic, for instance, you see details for every USV, standing for Unicode scalar value, in the block with nice representative graphics and with more details for each individual character. Okay, so that's covered languages and characters, and now we come to scripts. The starting point for our list of scripts is the ISO 15924 standard. Here's the start of the ISO list of scripts sorted by English name. And here is the beginning of the ScriptSource list of scripts. So we've included a number of scripts which aren't in the ISO list, the ones with a blank in the ISO code column. Basically, anything which is sufficiently well documented to merit inclusion, we've added in. And of course, new scripts are being added to the ISO standard all the time, so some of the ones we've got should find their way into the standard in due course. By default, ScriptSource presents scripts currently in use in a block at the top, followed by historical and fictional scripts, and then a handful of scripts at the bottom, which are really hard to categorise. We've done quite a lot of script research specifically for ScriptSource. So every script includes a general description with some historical background and some information about the characters within the script. So here, for an example, is the Pahor Hmong script used in places like China and Vietnam. Where we've been able to get hold of a script sample which we're permitted to reproduce, then we've included that at the top so people can see what it looks like. Here's another example, the Beria script, which is used in Chad in Sudan. Now, Beria isn't yet in ISO 15924, but a proposal has been written to get it added, so we include a link to that proposal on our site. The idea is that people visiting ScriptSource can find the key information about a script fairly quickly, but then there's plenty of links like this one to give access to more detailed documentation elsewhere on the net. Okay, so the fourth entity is writing systems. We wanted to make it easy to find out which languages can be written with which script. And that's information which is currently quite hard to come by. And it's also information which we have our own documentation for within our department. So we used our own database initially to set up the links between languages and scripts. So for instance, if we look at the Indic script Gurmukhi, we know that it can be used to write Punjabi, Sindhi, or Sareki. And if we click on the Punjabi written with Gurmukhi script link, then we get to this page. And for some writing systems, we display the names of months and days. There they are in Punjabi. And this information comes from something called the Common Local Data Repository, or CLDR for short. The CLDR is a body of data which anyone can download from the internet which is used by big companies including IBM, Yahoo, Apple and Google to make their operating systems and applications multilingual. Unsurprisingly, they're principally interested in the major languages which have more commercial value, but I sit on the CLDR committee as SIL's representative to represent the little guys, if you like. Last year I got a few lesser-known languages from Cameroon added to the CLDR, and this year I've sent them character lists for 700 languages, which are now in their database. There's not enough data for those languages to make it into the public release, but it's like a stepping stone that will make it easier to get those languages included in the future. Anyway, if you click on the Symbols and Characters tab for a writing system, then if that writing system is present in the CLDR, or in SIL's own locale data repository, we pull in the exemplars, the list of characters belonging to that writing system. And you can then click on a character name to get the character detail page. One thing we'd really like to do is to expand this information. We do have character lists for over 1,000 writing systems, but that still leaves plenty to go. For another example, this is the Cyrillic small letter Zha. And if you click on the Use and History tab, which is shown here, it shows which languages use that character and in which other languages you might come across it as an auxiliary character. That kind of information can be very useful for font designers if they're developing a Cyrillic font and trying to decide what inventory of characters to include. And it's currently very hard to come by. So if you like, that was the what question, what information do we hold in our site? And next comes the who question, who will contribute to ScriptSource and what kind of collaboration are we looking for? Originally, we hoped to develop ScriptSource in partnership with other organisations. The problem we found was that while several organisations were interested, they wanted to see something concrete before committing to partnership. So we realised we'd have to do the initial development ourselves. But now the site's up and running, we'd welcome other organisations getting involved in ways such as content contribution, taking an area such as Indic Scripts, for example, and researching it pretty thoroughly to get some really detailed content on the site. Site development, by which I mean helping us to chart the direction that ScriptSource should take. There are lots of ways we could enhance it, and if an organisation wanted to help add functionality or just give feedback on what would be useful, then we'd certainly value that. And thirdly, promotion. As I said, it's only a couple of years old, so a lot of people still haven't come across ScriptSource. So if any organisations would like to help publicise ScriptSource in any way, then we'd really appreciate that too. One thing I discovered at the last language documentation I went to 18 months ago was that there are a number of great websites with information about either all of the world's languages or a particular set of languages. And since then, we've added a bunch of links from our language pages to the corresponding pages on other sites. Those sites with predictable URLs based on the ISO language codes. So here, for instance, this is a page for the Arabana language. And if you look at the bottom, you can see there are links to 8 other sites. And if you go to the source entry for OLAP's Arabana page, the link takes you to there. Well, if you go to the source entry for David's Aboriginal Languages of Australia site, the link takes you there. So certainly, encouraging other organisations to use predictable URLs and to provide a downloadable list of the ISO codes in use on their sites, that's been very fruitful collaboration for us. We're also keen to collaborate with individuals, getting people all over the world to add content to the site. And we're hoping people who are knowledgeable about particular scripts, characters and languages will want to share that knowledge through ScriptSource. And that is starting to happen, but we're hoping for a lot more. In terms of what kind of individuals we'd like to contribute, we'd like input from researchers and academics who can contribute information about the history and development of scripts and languages. We also want designers and software engineers to contribute information about fonts and keyboards. Actually, that's an area we've had a really good response. So anytime you're looking for a font for a particular language, ScriptSource is a good place to come to. I would also welcome input from linguists who can provide technical information about script behaviour, grammatical constructs, and that kind of thing. So I'm sure many of you have that kind of information. And if you're interested in getting into ScriptSource, then do log on or have a word with me afterwards. Just to give an idea of what it's like to add information, this is the page used to add a source entry with a link to another website. So it's pretty straightforward. There's just four fields, the four with asterisks. That's all that needs filling in. And this is a page we've created to make it easy to enter the character list for a language. There's lots of guide text and also a link to a help entry. So again, that's pretty straightforward to do for people who've already got that documented. We also want people to contribute needs, particularly software needs. If, for instance, they know of a language that can't be entered on computer because no font exists that covers all the characters, they can post that need on ScriptSource. In our department, we sometimes get an email from someone saying, I'm a font designer, can I help you guys out at all? And ScriptSource is the ideal place to find people who want to help and put them in touch with people who need help. So we've got all of our core data on the left, covering languages, characters, scripts and writing systems. We've got all our community contributions on the right, with submitted entries, sources and needs, and a web of grey lines in the middle, which is the associations. Basically, any entry can be linked to any number of scripts, characters and languages, and also topics, which I don't have time to go into today. This is the panel on the entry form, which is used to set up the associations. So they're quite a flexible and powerful way of ensuring the information shows up in all the relevant places. A couple more quick things to mention. This year we've been developing a phoneme interface for ScriptSource in response to some feedback we had that people said it would be useful. And that's integrated with the characters and writing system information. So you can either start with the list of phonemes, sorry, the list of graphemes for a writing system, or you can start here viewing one of the phoneme charts. This is a chart of simple consonants. And if you click on one of the phonemes, such as the voiced post-alveolar affricate, that brings up a detailed panel listing the various graphemes that are used in different writing systems to represent that phoneme. And from there you can click on one of the links at the top to go to related phonemes, or one of the links on the left to go to the writing system, or one of the grapheme links to go to a grapheme detail page. At the moment we've only got phoneme data for a handful of languages, and we haven't developed a proper interface, so basically people send us the data on a spreadsheet and then we load it up ourselves. But I do think it's a very exciting development, and if we get a reasonable body of information, it'll be really interesting to analyse how different phonemes are represented in different writing systems around the world. And it does mean that if someone's researching a language and they've documented all the phonemes, it's a great place to put that documentation, because it doesn't just document that one language, it also links it up with all the other documented languages as well, so it like puts another piece in the jigsaw. We started a few blogs on the site, and in the information section in the top left, you'll find an RSS feed link. If you're into feeds, you can keep up to date on things. And if you're registered as a ScriptSource member, which only takes 5 minutes, then you can comment on any entry on the site. So if you disagree with something or you have extra information, you can just type a comment, click on the post button, and it's very quick and easy, so it makes the site a bit more interactive. And we've got social media buttons. So if you want to share a ScriptSource page or visit our Facebook page, that's easy to do. So that concludes my whistle-stop tour of ScriptSource. I hope you will take a look at the site. If you like it, please do spread the word. And if you don't, then please tell me what we should do to improve it. Thank you.
Nick or Linda, are there any housekeeping things, or we just go?